Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget for Thursday, April 18th, 2024 on KHAN LP 106.9 FM. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHAN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHAN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. On Thursday, April 11th, the Colorado Court of Appeals handed down a decision that the case filed in 2021 by Dr. Eric Coomer, former vice president of product strategy for Dominion Voting Systems, has a right to proceed to trial. The Court of Appeals ruled that Coomer, as the plaintiff, has met the hurdles establishing a reasonable likelihood of success on his claims for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress arising out of statements by various defendants, including former President Donald Trump, the Trump campaign, and Trump lawyer Sidney Powell for their statements accusing Coomer of fixing the 2020 presidential election. Dominion Voting Services, it may be recalled, has already had its day in court, winning a settlement worth hundreds of millions of dollars from Fox News for its role in perpetuating Trump's lies about the election. At the time, the allegations against Dr. Coomer brought him hundreds of threats of violence, including death threats from Trump supporters, and caused him to have to leave his Salida area home and go into hiding. In December 2020, Arc Valley Voice interviewed him in one of the only interviews Coomer has ever given about the experience of what it was like not to be able to go home. "We are very pleased by today's ruling and by the opportunity to bring this case to trial after nearly 3.5 years, said Kane and Scarnoulis PLLC appellate partner Zach Bowman, who argued the case for Dr. Coomer at the Colorado Court of Appeals. In their work session held on Monday, April 15th, the Salida City Council took a tour of the Scout Wave, the new water feature on the Arkansas River. The Scout Wave has been the source of some controversy locally, as some citizens said that it makes that stretch of river below the F Street Bridge too dangerous for beginner boaters, especially children. Parks and Recreation Director Diesel Post also made a report to the council about ways and means of working with Colorado Parks and Wildlife on controlling the deer population within the city limits, citing complaints from town residents that the habituated deer were becoming a nuisance. Mayor Dan Shore and council agreed that the matter needed more research before they reached a decision. In their regular meeting held on Tuesday, April 16th, the Salida City Council heard updates from City Attorney Nina Wilson on the lawsuit brought by the town of Poncha Springs over the sewer tap moratorium imposed by Salida last year. Salida and Poncha Springs have long been in disagreement over the wastewater situation, with Salida urging the need to enlarge the wastewater pipelines running between the two municipalities, and Poncha Springs essentially ignoring the problem and continuing to approve new development that would have overrun the wastewater treatment plant's capacity. A discussion between the Chaffee Board of County Commissioners and the Salida School District regarding a land purchase for a proposed new school building north of the Chaffee County Fairgrounds was the main agenda for the BOCC's Tuesday, April 16th regular session. The BOCC agreed upon the next steps, including a group field trip in May to the proposed purchase site and an agreement on the price per acre, followed by a purchase agreement draft in June, with the goal of completing an agreement by September 2024. The school district had approached the county in late 2018 regarding the purchase, but when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, the project was put on the back burner. Salida School Superintendent David Blackburn said that the earlier step had included an intergovernmental agreement that involved both the Salida and the Buena Vista school districts. BOCC Chairman P.T. Wood pointed out that any agreement developed needed to protect the county's long-term interest in land being used for public good. "I hope my fellow commissioners agree, if this property were not to turn into a school, that we would be able to get it back and use it for our ag programs. But if the school is successful in building a facility out there, it will help to enhance our ag programs out at the fairgrounds." Coming up in arts and culture, two Earth Day related events. The film High Country, which had its first showing at the Salida Steam Plant on April 17th, will have a repeat showing on Wednesday, April 24th. The film covers the evolution of the major national conservation issues of mining and oil and gas lease withdrawals critical to all Colorado public lands, focusing on the impacts of growth on a typical small mountain town, the town of Crested Butte, from the 1970s to the present day. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show begins at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 at the door or available online at the steam plant. And on Earth Day itself, April 22nd, the Greater Arkansas River Nature Association, or GARNA, presents The History of Public Lands with Walt Dabney at 6 p.m. at A Church in Salida. Dabney is the former National Park Service Superintendent and Texas Parks and Wildlife Director. The event also serves as GARNA's annual member celebration, and the evening will kick off with a short presentation of successes from the past year. Tickets are free and light refreshments will be served. Pre-registration is requested as space is limited. Visit garna.org or call 719-539-5106. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, April 25th at 9:45 a.m. on KHAN.